Hello, everyone. This is Brian. It's very nice to see you. Did you ever have a piece of popcorn? Can you hear me right now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me right now? Can you hear me? Oh, goodness. Okay, thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
My mom has stage 4 cancer in her bones and in her breast. My dad's disease was 15 years. He died of ALS. I made a podcast about death. Seemed like the thing to do. And if you're sad by all of this, well, you're gonna die too.
Good morn, high noon, high tide to my bitches and ho bagels. Unexpected intro, truly, but we are going with it. Much like a cosmopolitan glossy page leaflet that was once of the past withering down a ravine and being swept up by the wind. It is a thing of the past. Wow, anyone new? Welcome. This is weirder than usual. I mean, it's not entirely bizarre, but it is weirder than usual. Also, wasn't the intro 30-second clip at the beginning the weirdest thing you've ever heard in your life? If you skipped past Brian's 15 to 30-second clip, I forget how long it was, it is so weird. And I was like, I'm going to go with it and just see what happens. Today, we have a lighter episode. We are catching up with life and career coach Brian Pataka, who I am fortunate to call one of my best friends. Older, wiser, gayer, more fabulous, and desired version of myself. And that is likely Brian Pataka. If you're new here, welcome. I'm Chelsea, the host of this pod, obvi.com. We typically discuss grief and interview wellness and entertainment experts and many comedians about the losses of their parents and siblings. If you're back, welcome back. Bless. Please hit me in the DMs if you would like to share your grief story. I've been chatting with a lot of people this past couple weeks. I just kind of went in there and was like, let's chatty McChat, which brings me so much joy as well as pain to know that there are a lot of people grieving right now. On that note, this week is a lighter episode. This past Sunday was World Lung Cancer Day, and Brian's father died of lung cancer when Brian was 28. We have the full interview, which was one of my first episodes. If you Google Brian Pataka lung cancer dying of laughter, it will come up. It's a very heartfelt, poignant reflection on what it was like to lose his dad. It's really good. It's one of the most downloaded episodes, and it's really deep. Today, we will not be doing that literally at all. We're totally just catching up. I wanted to have a conversation that was light and fun. I feel like this podcast can get really heavy, and I was like, Brian, please come on, and let's just shoot the shit and catch up. So we're talking about our random adventures on yachts, how we both have somehow hand-modeled making vegan potato salad better than expected, and just the trials and tribulations of his own work as a life and career coach, helping artists, becoming a reverend, launching his own podcast, all of these good things. And if you're like on a walk or having a glass of wine and just feel like hanging out with two friends, that is what this one is. We'll be back to our regular grief programming. That sounds way more formal than it truly is. Next week, last but not least, sharing that I'm going to grief camp this weekend. This Saturday through next Saturday, I will be at grief camp at Experience Camps, which is an incredible program for grieving kids around the country and beyond. And we will be having the CEO, Sarah Darren, on to hear more about that in just a couple of weeks. So when you're listening, I'm probably there. Wish me luck hanging out with grieving kids. I know it will be extremely rewarding, challenging, beautiful, all of the things. I have done grief camp, but never for a full week and not in a couple of years with COVID. So I'm really, really excited. I feel like when you host a podcast by yourself, sometimes you can crave that chemistry. Just speaking for myself. No, I love doing this pod alone. But if I were to have done a podcast with someone in another life, it definitely would have been Brian. And stay tuned. It's not fully off the table for a rainy day. Have a great week. And Yodo, you only die once. You've been on my podcast before. You lost your dad to lung cancer.
No one's died since then. If you were wondering.
Thank God. If that's all they've been doing is wondering this whole entire time. But I wanted to just have a lighter friendship moment episode. So there is a whole grief story that people should listen to. And I will plug that episode in the show notes. But yeah, instead of talking about grief the entire time, can you just share with listeners, though, a little bit more about your podcast, what's going on? You're a life coach, reverend. You can tell people who you are.
Sure. And just to give them context, I lost my dad when I was 28 years old. He died of lung cancer. And that's what that podcast is all about, that my dealing with that grief, right? And so I'm a reverend, a non-denominational reverend, so all religions and no religions, primarily trained in Course in Miracles, if you know that. What?
And I'm Jewish.
And you're Jewish. And wait, what was the name of our YouTube thing we were going to have for a minute? Something about Jewish.
Our web series? Oh. We were Not My Monday. We were like Regis and Kelly, but more gay and Jewish.
No, but we were going to have another one that was something Jewy.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, you had such a good name. I forget you made it up, by the way. You wouldn't let me stop thinking about the name either. Rainbow Jew or something like that.
The Rainbow Dreidel.
The Rainbow Dreidel. That's what it was. And you wouldn't let it go.
The gay Jewish pop culture hub of Hollywood adjacent. See you there.
Yes, see you there. Anyway, and I am a life and career coach for creative people, and I work with a lot of actors. I don't teach them how to act. I help them on running their businesses from a grounded and secure place so they can quit second guessing themselves and take actions towards creating the life and the career that they want. And I love it so much. It's like my passion in life. And I have a new podcast called Brian Breaks Character. Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And on Brian Breaks Character, we have really fun Emmy Award winners and filmmakers and directors and writers.
I think you sell it more just by being yourself than by like saying all the fancy shit.
It's a really fun adventure. Like we really get to the heart of things and talk about what has brought them to creativity, what's gotten in their way, and actually like letting go of the starving artist myth around making money and being a creative person at the same time and some of the ways that they've gotten there. And just one of my, I would say that my goal of the podcast is to make people feel good. Like by the time you listen to the podcast, you should feel better about yourself and your decisions in your life. That is the goal of it.
Thank you for being the profound one of this dynamic and for providing that space for people. That was a good pitch. It was a good sell. I'd like to buy it.
Okay, great. Please buy it. It's free, but you can buy it. Okay.
I'm a great businesswoman. I buy things that are free and I'm fine with that. And when you were saying starving artists, all I could think about was how I'm stuffing my face like during this. And I was like, I'm starving and I'm an artist, but we can't say that because that's not the demo of what we're going through. Yeah, no, your podcast is amazing. And the way that you help people is amazing. And everyone will be obsessed with you by the time this interview is over, because that's just like the way that you work in the world. You're just, you know, dynamic like that.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'll take it.
Oh my gosh, I feel like you want this to be so formal and it's just not going to be. It's just not going to happen.
Well, okay, but then I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I'm doing a bad job then.
No, you're doing great. This is just supposed to be like conversational. It's supposed to be just us like hanging out, really.
Oh, well, I'm going to Miami next week.
Okay, we just jumped topics. Okay,
We're going to talk about like normal stuff then. I'm telling you that. I leave on Friday and I come back later, like 4 days. We're going for 4th of July. So whenever this airs, 4th of July has probably already happened, but FYI. And I don't know why we're going to Miami in the middle of the summer, because it's going to be 600,000 degrees. So I might not ever come back. So say goodbye to me now.
Are you going with your boy?
Yeah, my man and I are going. We're going to be, because we are considering a move to Miami. Maybe this is like a bunch
rude.
Of smoke
don't
and mirrors.
Don't do it.
I mean, who knows? After we've been there in the middle of July, we might hate ourselves and be like, never in a million years, because it's so hot there we can't even stand it.
By the way, I just don't want him to do it because I don't live there, not because I have anything against Miami, in case that came across as like insensitive to
Miami haters. Yeah.
Okay. So you're checking it out like seriously or just kind of more vacay or something?
More vacay, a little more relaxed, but maybe we'll look at a house just to be like, what are houses like here? Kind of moment.
Okay. Interesting. Oh my gosh.
A lot of pool times. Also, my boyfriend's name is Jake. He has to go to Jake is traveling for work again. It's a whole new world. I have to get used to him traveling for work. It's annoying. Wow. I hate it. He leaves on Tuesday for Atlanta and then he's going to meet me in Miami, which is kind of annoying, but it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. I mean, you don't need to like hold hands on the flight. Like we're past.
No, but when I fly with him, he's got fancy status and we get linked. And so I suddenly I'm like in an up first class seat all of a sudden because of nothing, because I'm linked to his awesome status from his job. And like, that's the style that I'm accustomed to.
Wow.
Obviously.
Wow. Okay. Here I am thinking it was like for sentimental reasons. You're like, no.
No, I just want to sit in the front and drink champagne.
Amazing. Wait, weren't you just in Austin last week?
We were in Austin a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Because he had to be there for work as well. Also, that flight, super random. We flew to Austin separately. I'm giving you an airline hack, but he linked me to his return flight. So suddenly as I'm on the plane, like, well, you're a first class customer, please. And I'm like, I am, because I'm not even flying with my partner, but I'm linked to his thing. Like, how fancy schmance am I? Like, such a nice time. Yeah. Austin was totally fun. Also, I'm like complaining about the heat this whole episode, like, because it was a million degrees in Austin, like the hottest I've ever been. And I'm like, okay, maybe not the hottest I've ever been, but like, it's different than being in Palm Springs when it's like 112 degrees and it's just dry. But you know, Austin is that muggy times.
Oh yeah. It's like wet air. It does seem that, I mean, A, global warming, B, summer, C, life. Things are getting really, really hot. My friend Steph, you know, Steph has a baby, owns a sheets company. She's a baller and sells lots of sheets. It's a whole thing. She's in Portland and there's a crazy heat wave. We had a Zoom today. She had to cancel this thing we were doing. She was like, we're escaping to Seattle. Like, we cannot breathe. Like, I'm taking my son. It's like a whole thing. Like, what's going on? It's like 115 in Portland. Wild.
Yeah. And the other day they said it was 108, which set the record. Except for today, it's 110, which set the new record. Like, literally one day after another is breaking the records.
It's just global warming. I mean, I think it's just all relating to everything. I have to get a new car soon. And I would feel bad if I didn't get an electric. So I'm like seriously considering it, but it is more expensive and it's a whole thing, but it's obviously better and blah, blah, blah. And your boyfriend has a Tesla and it's amazing. And let's just talk about your boyfriend's Tesla.
There's nothing to talk about except for that he was supposed to have received a new one 6 months ago and they still haven't delivered it. So it's a whole weird thing.
What's happening with the old one?
What?
Why is he getting a new one? And what's happening with the old one?
Cause the lease ends. And so he's,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole time. It's a whole time. Wow. Are you like so sad that this interview is not like more about you and asking questions? Like, are you like super frustrated by it?
No, I just want to make sure I'm doing a good job.
You're doing a great job. It's just two friends hanging out. Just a glimpse into our lives. It's just like a little
two best friends in a room. They might kiss. Do you know that fucking TikTok?
No, but we're not. Oh my God.
I think it probably is only making the gay circles on TikTok. It's like, it'll be two guys. And the voiceover song is two best friends in a room. They might kiss. They will, and then they kiss. It's the dumbest thing ever. It's like the dumbest thing ever.
I mean, every TikTok trend is the best and the dumbest and the worst and the best. So it sounds like it's on par. Okay, other trips. You have Miami coming up. Where else are you going? You were just in Costa Rica and Austin. Brian's life is very interesting, if you haven't noticed. What's after Miami?
Well, I mean, it's not that interesting to take a trip, but I will say that my mom came to visit, and it was a nice time because she hadn't even seen where I live since the pandemic, because we moved here like right before the pandemic. And then she saw it in FaceTime. It was nice to have like your mom visit and see where you live. Like, it's such a nice treat to be with your family. Right. And so it was so nice to have her come and be here and like be in our house. And like, she fell in love with our dog, and it was just like, just the nicest of times.
And you went to Santa Barb's with her, which she'd never been there.
Santa Barb's, totally fun time in Santa Barb's. We rented this Airbnb that was like, if you were a French milkmaid and you lived in the French countryside, this is what your house would look like. Wow. And we really just lived our best French milkmaid lives. And we just like went to the farmer's market and came home and made dinner and then went to dinner. And we went to this restaurant. Every single waiter was a dreamboat, McGee. And it was like, just a nice time. And everyone was just so nice. You were like, is this what happens when you eat vegan food all the time? Like, everyone's nice. Cause it was a vegan restaurant. And then like went to the beach and drove by Oprah's house. My mom was obsessed with where's Meghan and Harry's house. We didn't look for it, but it was a nice time.
Oh my gosh. Exclue. Love Santa Barbara.
What's going on with Corey? I haven't seen him in 100 years.
My boyfriend, you haven't?
Do all your listeners know about Corey?
I don't know. Do they know anything about me besides my dead freaking dad? Like, we don't know. Do they even know him? Do they even know about him? Like, have I even talked about it? I don't know. I always talk about other guests during podcasts. Corey's good. He's downstairs at the moment. And he's actually, I mean, fun fact, he's been going into work a few times here or there. He works at Sony.
How's he feel about it?
I mean, he's good. It's just interesting. There's no set plan or like official routine, I guess, until September. But it's been so interesting for me of like, oh my gosh, he's going to be gone for 8 hours. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, love him so much. But I'm also like, what do I even do? I'm like, I have so much freedom. So it'll just be interesting to see how many days a week that happens. Like, will it be two? Will it be three? He's kind of thinking that they'll have Monday, Friday virtual and then Tuesday through Thursday in person. But I don't know. We'll see.
And like in September, they're going back to real life.
I think, but not 5 days, but probably like three. But even two or three is a big difference, you know? Like, even those two things are different. His work people had a party last weekend, like on the lavish Marina Del Rey, like one of his coworkers who's, you know, not older, that's not the right word, but like not 30. So has like a nice place on the water, like boats going by, like interior design realness, like lavish fruits and cheeses, McGee. And I was like, this is lovely. Also, Corey was like, yeah, we're going to this work thing. And I didn't realize it was like when you're going to a work thing, I just assumed it was like people our age. And it was like all these like movie executives, like people, like his boss is coming. I was like, oh, I thought it was like, not that. He's like, it's that. And then there we were. So that was fun.
Were you dressed appropriately?
Thank God. Yes.
Yeah. My God, I would have been so mad.
But it could have been close. Like it was a close call of like, I almost was like, who cares about this? And then I was like, oh, thank God I wore this. Also, there was like the best person ever. There was the best person ever. And I don't want to say that you guys should be friends just because you're gay, but
we're
like,
both gay.
He's the best.
But we should be.
I know, but he's the best person ever. And you're the best person ever. And he just moved.
Is he an adult or a child?
He's your age. He just moved here from London. He's like so available. Funny. Like we love. Like good available. Looking.
No, wait. Does everyone know about the Catalina escapades?
Oh my gosh. What? How do I even explain that? Like how?
Just start at the very beginning. So can we say the names?
We cannot say the names. So
okay. So we'll say like a roundabout names. So okay. A person who is famous.
Yes.
Doesn't always do his own voiceovers.
Right.
Because it's so expensive to pay for him. We're going to call him Carl. Great. So Carl doesn't do his own voiceovers all the time. He's famous. You know this actor. He's been on multiple television shows and movies. He is totally famous. Okay.
Yeah.
He's in his 50s, let's say. Okay. So he doesn't always do his own voiceovers. So they hire his brother, whose name is Marks. Carl Marks. Get it? And so original. Marks and Corey made friends, right? Because Corey was getting him to work on like a video game or something like that to be the voice of Carl.
Yep.
And Marks is like, let's be friends. Come on my boat in Catalina for my birthday. And you went on a crazy boat for Catalina. And like a Fance McFance McFance boat, right?
Totally. That was a great summary. Corey went to Marks's house for a work shoot to do some of the recordings. They hit it off. And also Corey working in VR. Marks was like, oh my God, VR is so cool. Tell me about it. And Corey was like, VR, VR, VR. And then Marks was like, VR, VR, VR. I mean, VR, they're like obsessed or you literally don't care. Like, and you just like your eyes glaze over or you're obsessed. There's not a lot of middle ground. So he was obsessed. They started texting and was like, he's like, my birthday is this weekend at Catalina. You and your girl should come. And the best part was the email invite was like, here's the ways to arrive. A, boat. B, don't remember. C, swim. Just kidding. D, helicopter. As if like you could just pay for your own helicopter. I think the minimum was like 35K. And we're like, we will take the boat. We will meet you there. And the brother, Marks, flew in on a helicopter, landed on the yacht. It was 3 stories. There was like hotel rooms on it. I mean, it was just exclusive. It was like, what's even happening? It was the most luscious of times.
And it was a lot of people or not a lot of people?
It was like the perfect amount. I would say maybe like 35 or something.
Oh, small. Like maybe, I'm like thinking it's like 110 or something.
Maybe even 40, but like enough where like you didn't just have to awkwardly talk to the same like 2 or 3 people, but like intimate enough that you didn't feel like you were just like shuffled on like 1 in a million. And we met really cool couples. We went to, I think I told you this, I became really good friends with this one couple, Corey and I did. And like, she's a mushroom farmer from South Dakota, not like mushrooms drugs, but like helps kids plant sustainable gardens. And it was like the nicest, coolest experience. And then they were having a party in Ventura and we like drove an hour out to like go to this farmer, like sustainable, fun party with like cute, eco-friendly people. And I was just like, who am I? Like, we're just making
eco-friendly people.
Well, just like, I don't know how else to say it, but it was very much like, oh yeah. Like you camp, you van, you farm. And I love all of you so much. And I don't do those
things. Wait, I want to go to Ventura Mushroom Farm. Jake would literally lose his mind.
Please come on the next oh my God, love it. Yeah, we like drove an hour just to go to this thing. So that was my wild Catalina time. I mean, not the cheapest. You have to fly. You have to sleep there because the boats and the yachts and the bloody blah.
Yeah, I'm the face of Catalina Island. Remember?
Oh yeah. Okay. So Brian's done print ads for Catalina Island. So tell them about that.
So for 2 years in a row, they shot all these like ads with us for Catalina. Like, there's 2 different islands in Catalina. There's one called Two Harbors, and the other one is called whatever one you want to. What's that one called?
What do you, what are they all called?
No, so Catalina Aurora, Island is actually two.
Emery, Ainsley. It's like the name.
No. Anyway, so we shot one time in like the campground sides of things.
Avalon.
Avalon, yes. Avalon's one side, right. And then the other side is called Two Harbors. So we shot one time we shot all over Two Harbors, which is like campy, schmampy, whatever. And then the other side, which is like swimming and things like that. And then the other side is like biking and being at the beach and whatever. And it was like the most fun ever because it was like, be on vacation. Let us take pictures of you. It was like the nicest time. There's also like this weird scavenger hunt thing there, which I don't know if you knew about this. There's like an adventure where like you climb between like ropes that are strung between trees and like some of them spin around and you're like, it's like a scavenger hunt, not scavenger. What is it called? I don't know, these, it's like almost like a zip line, but not a zip line, because you actually have to do like athletic things. It was some of the scariest shit I've ever done in my life. And I don't know why they're like, everyone just come do our family friendly thing. I was like, I'm screaming. And I'm an adult man. I don't know what 12-year-old you're going to like wump around up here and just be like, whoop de doop boop boop. Like, I can barely stretch my legs far enough to climb.
And you were the model for that event. So they were like taking photos as you were doing it, yes, to try and get other people, yes, to go. Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Also, you should all know, I mean, Brian is like the best type of person / most annoying, because like was totally successful, like actor, model, print, like doing all the things. And then was just like, you know what? I'm going to help the world instead and like give up this because I want to like help people. So you can't even be mad, but it's like, just, I'm just painting the picture as to who you are. Like, remember when I first met you, you were totally doing all that stuff. And then I remember you're just like, I don't want to do it anymore. And now you don't.
I don't care. Yeah, just, I didn't care. I mean, I came to LA and I did like 4 TV things like almost right away. And I was like, no, I don't think so.
But do you think it's like because it came easy that you didn't care about it? Like, or I don't know.
I was working my ass off. So it didn't come easy. So when you say come easy, I think you mean that like it happened right away. Like in that experience, I think it does. Like the validation came easy. But I actually think like I was working my ass off, like finding the right agent, trying to get auditions and get a right manager.
Totally. Yeah. You're also very talented and blah, blah, yeah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean just like this model that womped in and just WME discovered him at the mall. Like, no, there was a lot going on behind the scenes, but I don't know. I wonder what would happen if it didn't like come as easy, if you would have still been interested. But also I think this,
I probably would have burned. I probably would have quit sooner.
Yeah. I think you just have a healthy mentality about it and you're like, oh, I can do more in this world. Like I can reach more people. So that's pretty, yeah, cool.
It felt limiting to me.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt nicer to walk away. And also, I'm also like adjacent, so I still get to care about some of the same things. Do you know what I mean? That's why it's exciting. Like, I didn't care enough about being in front of the camera or on stage, right, as much as I cared about, like, I don't know, helping people get there. I don't know. It's more fun to be around that.
Also, when you talk about it, it's like you talk about it with authority and I believe you. Okay, this is like a weird thing to say. Maybe you can weigh in, but I feel like when some people say, you know, I just felt like I could do more, or like I didn't want to be in front of the camera anymore. Look, they might 100% be so honest, and I could be projecting my own feelings because, you know, I'm obsessed with being in front of the camera and I want to do it forever. So I'm like, I don't believe you. But there are some people I'm like, I don't know that the way that you're saying this is resonating. And it's not that I don't believe you, but like this is feeling awkward. Like you, it's just like we believe you when you say it. It's just your truth, you know?
No, but I hear what you're saying. You feel a little bit awkward of like, did you really quit of your own volition, or did you like, right, give up? Not give up, but you know, yeah, right. And I think it's hard because
it's not my position to judge that. I'm not, it's not about judging. No, right, it's right, just awkward. Yeah.
But I also think like if someone's saying it, they are maybe trying to live into that truth still, even though it's might not the emotional, yeah, truth of it. So I think you're right. Like you would never say anything or be like, is that really true? Unless you really know them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally get it.
It's just the way they say it though. I'm like, this is not working for you. Like you need your own story, like for your own sake. Like I'm cool with your story, but like, I think you need to like futz the story, cause it's like not being bought. Like, you know what I mean? So that's interesting. Wait, tell them what you used to like, tell them about, wait, what was your like favorite hand modeling job? Because you did that.
My favorite hand modeling job, hands down, it was for Verizon. I was
hands
like,
down.
Hands to hand. Didn't even realize I said that. Hands down, it was for Verizon. But part of it was because I got like a really nice compliment, because when I like was doing it, the woman said, we just told them that we wanted to get someone with hands just like you, Brian. Like we wanted to hand them. So we decided to use you. And I was like, my hands. And so then all of a sudden I was like, I'm a real hand model, people. Watch out.
You really were. I mean, it's amazing. And now I'm just walking in your footsteps. Well, will you ask me about my hand things?
Wait, did you do hand things? I had no idea.
Yeah, I just posted my Clorox commercial that I did as a hand model. Did you see it?
No, you just did hands?
Wait, you didn't see on my Instagram that I posted my Clorox
thing? Wait, is it only your hands?
Yeah. How did you not know
shut
about
up.
This?
How did this even happen? I'm literally looking it up right now. Wait, how did this even happen? That I haven't seen it. 2, that I didn't know about it. And 3, that you got the job.
Wait, you didn't know about this? And since then, I've had people DMing and emailing specifically.
Oh, yes. Hands? I know this one. I like this one. I'm sorry. I was paying a lot more attention to your damn outfit in this photo because you look like a crazy, like, I'm a basketball player. No, you're not. What is happening? Did they show any of your outfit at all?
No, but I had to hit basketballs and like slam them down and like dunk them and stuff. So they dressed me like a WNBA player because it was sponsored by WNBA and Clorox.
Oh my God, I'm amazed. So it looked like, so when I saw this, I was like, oh, she was a hand model and the actor, because why would you wear this? Because it's not the best outfit.
I mean, they still dress you like just in case anything's shown, even though they don't want you to be shown. It's more like a backup.
Your hands look amazing. I hate that they put them in gloves for one shot.
For one of the shots, they were in gloves. I was like, what was the point of doing this? Like, couldn't anyone's hands
good
be
arms,
in gloves?
Good arms, good arms,
good arms. I don't even know. My hands were the WNBA player. So like playing ball was the hardest part. And they didn't ask me if I could play basketball. I was like, thank God I'm willing to like jump and dunk and do this stuff. I was like, what if I was horrible? And I will say they did let one woman go because she couldn't do the basketball stuff. In her defense, no one had asked us if we could play. So I felt for her. I mean, she was an older woman. It just kind of like didn't make sense. So that was like the hardest, most interesting part. But then my hands were also like the screaming fans as well as the janitors. So I was doing everything from eating popcorn, throwing popcorn, hitting balls, and then cleaning the stadium. And it was hilarious.
Wait, and also when you're throwing the ball, you were actually having to throw the ball for them to get the shot.
Yeah, they
it
had
wasn't
a
just like a let's put the ball in afterwards moment.
No, they had a whole person like, you know, like bumping it to me, and then I had to slam it down and to redo it, and they would get frustrated, like, do it like this. I'm like, you mean do it like a 6'4 chick who's like 180 and muscular as fuck, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm on a ladder to try and like reach half her height? Like, it just, they're like when players do it, the ball like kind of spins. I'm like, yeah, they're twice my size and athletic, like no wonder. So, but I couldn't say
like
that.
I'm not a player, by the way. Wait, I was in a job once where they literally told me, we're gonna have you and another guy show up, and if they're just gonna pick you on the day up, literally, like, you're either gonna work on the day or you're gonna get to go live your life. And I was like, if they don't pick me, it's the most lame loser moment in the world. It feels so sad.
They'd still pay you though. If you had to,
they pay
up.
But they don't pay for the full day. They pay you for like an audition rate.
So did they choose you?
They chose me.
Oh my gosh, what happened to the other guy?
Well, he killed himself. I don't know. He went and lived his life and had a nice day.
This is a
probably.
Death podcast. We can't joke about these things. Trigger warning, suicide. My God.
Trigger warning, suicide. No, I mean, he went off and lived his life. He had a nice day, probably.
Okay. Well, good for him. Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to that guy.
Okay. After the Clorox thing, I have to tell you, I did a few days on an Amazon show last week, hand doubling the series regular. But yeah, they were like, can you hand double and like photo double this girl? And like, it's obviously not a credit.
Like,
but
act with your hands, or like set things down where they punch-ins or something. Wait, who is getting you these hand jobs?
So far, really myself. The Clorox was through my San Francisco rep, which is like always easier to break it in a smaller market. And then since I have that footage, I've just uploaded it, and anything I submit to is like you, because I think most people don't have hand footage. And I also took, when I did my new headshots with Leah Huebner 2 weeks ago, by the way, I might want your opinion, no pressure.
Did you get your hand, did you hand print photos?
I did a few with just like my hands on my face, like just to submit for this, like for nothing else. Because also you can't have a headshot of just your hand. So I just like put it on my face.
I did for a long time. But you could tell, you don't have a print people. Agent at all, right?
No, because I'm not a
person. But do you want to get a hand model print agent? Because you could get that in a second.
I mean,
my print agent is looking for them all the time.
But don't you think everyone, like, there's like so many people could do this. Like, aren't I just one in a million? I mean,
no, okay. No, now that you've already booked too. And they take really, they want you to take a picture of like you cutting, pouring, like doing something like fingernail-y, like something dainty. Those are the pictures they would take.
You know what's stressful about it? And I promise we'll talk about something else. You know what's stressful about it is like, if you ever had a cut, you got a sunburn, anything. I mean, I think that's why they need a lot of people. I mean, you're out. Like, there's no way. Like,
wait, your hands. I never told you this. When what? I did a job for Samsung, I can talk about it. The hand model Brian, had a hand model for my hands.
What?
And I was like, well, I got to see who this guy is. And he was the real deal. Like, lived his life with gloves on all the time.
Right, right, right.
Like, also, when you're like not on set, you hold your hands like this so that the blood runs down.
That scares me. I'm scared.
It's just holding them like this the whole time. Yep. Multiple gloves on top. They had to put him in my shirt so that the cuff of his shirt would look like my hand. Also, we were not the same size person. So I was like, I'm not sure my hands look like his hands, but it's okay.
Was he taller or shorter? Larger or thinner?
Larger.
Okay. And why were his, why did your hands need a hand double?
Because I think they wanted like, even more pristine. Like, my hands are the perfect size if you want me to hold a tool or a pill.
Right.
They wanted his hands to, those Samsung, so they wanted like the most pristine of hands.
Right. Wow. That's interesting. And hey, I mean, why not? And he sounds like the real deal.
That was the real deal. I was like, you are really a hand model. You are amazing. You deserve this.
Yeah. You deserve it. And think about it. I mean, if you're putting all your money into these shots, just like I think about one of my girlfriends works in advertising and she does a lot of like food photography, food styling, like the food is the hero, right? So if your hands are the hero, I mean, you can't mess around. You might as well have a second person there. Cause like I said, it's nerve wracking of like, I mean, it's fine. I would survive. It's not like if it was theatrical and I lost the job, I would like be unwell and be like sobbing. But if I lost a job, it's like, yeah, your sunburn or you have a cut or something. I mean, they're not going to use your hands. Like if you have a big bruise.
Oh my God. I first remembered I did a job for Panera Bread where I had to cut the chicken and I cut so much chicken. I wanted to die.
Was it a good rate for like smelly chicken?
It was okay for like just doing that. It was pretty good. But the thing is, it's so annoying to get direction for your hands. You're like, here we go. Just like cutting chicken.
It's
like,
way harder than it looks. They're very particular. Yeah. I mean, it's like you have to hold things at weird angles. Wow. Did you do it a lot? Now I want to look at all your pictures of your hand stuff.
I'm trying to think of other things I've done for. I did Verizon. Some jobs were pure hands. Some were combo. Panera was just hands. That was the one where I competed with that boy. I remember now. I was like, you're the hand. I was like, I am the hands of Panera Bread.
Wow. I would love to see these pics. No pressure.
I'd love to find it sometime.
Okay. Wow. This is a journey. I always thought I could never do it because I mean, okay, you know, I'm a very hairy person. Anyone listening, welcome. You thought you were hairy? Meet me. You'll never think you're hairy again.
You make yourself sound like a gorilla or something.
Not at all.
Everyone's seen photos of you if they've listened to the podcast okay. And you're not that person.
I literally think I'm one of the hairiest women that has ever been born. And that I don't like no shade, but it just is a thing. And it's frustrating because my mom and my sister are blonde and so I can't like relate to that. My dad was super hairy. A, he was a man. B, he died. So it's just like me over here. And I was like, okay, I can like never do that stuff and now I'm motivated even more to like remove everything. But I will say it's frustrating. I mean, I'm not against it, but to actually permanently remove all the hair on your arms, hands. I mean, we're looking at
all
like,
of it.
You can't just do some. It's all or nothing. We're looking at like $8,000.
Well, you can do less hair instead of all of it. My friend Jeremy did that. He's like, he didn't like how much hair he had on his chest or something. And he like removed some of it. He wanted a little less of a dusting.
But that's electrolysis hair by hair with a surface area as large as your arms. They don't do electrolysis. That's for smaller areas like chest, stomach, like.
Chest is not smaller than your arm, just BTW.
Okay, well, can we find out what he did? Because clearly yes. I need to look into this. Is it $10,000? Because that's
probably impressive. Who knows?
I think it actually is. And I'm not even against it, but I'm just like, when is that a good time to spend $10,000? Like, I don't just like have that lying around. If I did, I would like make a fucking short film.
This is when I dream about being Kim Kardashian, even though I know nothing about her. I just need you to know that like, it's my dream to be like where, you know, people send them things and they just get like really good things sent to them all the time that like, just to like use them. And also, I really would die to have someone make my bed and make my food every single day. Like, this is the most privileged conversation I've ever had in my life. But like, when I think about like, if there was ever like living in the lap of luxury in my life, it's literally that I don't have to clean the dishes after I eat lunch. Like, that's all I want.
I feel like you're so clean though and good about all of that stuff. But maybe that's why it drives you crazy because you do it so often.
Well, like, right. So like right now I know exactly every single room in my house where something is out of place, which I'm not OCD. I don't think I know that right now. And so to me, there's a little bit of like, if someone was doing that, I wouldn't have to think about it.
Maybe you could hire could you hire cleaners once a month? You already have.
Sure.
That,
we have someone does that once a month, but I just would like, and also wouldn't it be nice just to have someone who's here, who's like, Brian, what do you want for lunch today? Just like that kind of fabulous Oprah rich. We're like, Oprah, I think I'm going to make you some tahini with brown rice, and you go, nope, that's not what I'm feeling. How about fish tacos?
Oh my gosh.
They'd be like, okay, I'll make fish tacos.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. And I have to mention, not to throw it back to my lavish Catalina yacht party life, but I did meet a celebrity chef on that yacht, and she was just so, I mean, she was like my favorite person there. I'm like obsessed with her. She's just so nice and funny and like unassuming. And she's just like, yeah, that's just what I do. Like, I make celebrities food. And I'm like, what an interesting person to talk to, right? She's all these celebrity stories. Them? She's done live in and live out. She mostly does live out at this point, but she's like returning clients, some that she just does parties, some she does like every Friday, you know, Shabbats or whatever. And like some of them, there was one celebrity she worked for that she said was horrible. And he would ask to have unlimited
options for each meal. And she was like, what do you mean by unlimited? And he's like, I just want to be able to, anyone that comes in, anything that they want, you can make it at any time. Which sounds like, yeah, isn't that what it is? But the programs that you usually set up with these chefs is like, there's like 3 to 5 options per meal, or the celebrity or the house manager, or whatever, like puts in the request. So there has to kind of be a menu.
You can't be like, I have a Whole Foods right outside your back door. So anything you want, I've got for you.
Right. And he wanted anything at any point. So she would buy like so much food all the time. And she was to the point, she's like, this is going to be wasteful because anything in the world, like that includes like bizarre caviar,
squid, seafood, and like right. Crazy.
And he was just like, he's a weirdo. I mean, he just was rude about it. And yeah, like for like to test her out, like for breakfast, like she had to make like 16 different things, everything from green smoothie to parfait to eggs to omelet to vegan to, she was like, normally people like my cooking or they don't, they usually do, but like they don't need 16 breakfast. You know what I mean? Like you can tell between, after like 3
and things. Also, are you going to taste all 16? I'll have one sip of the green smoothie and one piece of granola that's homemade. And will that work? Like, what are you doing?
Right. And she, when she was telling the story and she was like, yeah, and it was wild. And of course there was no budget. And I go, well, to clarify, do you mean no budget or unlimited budget? And she goes, oh, I didn't even think of it like that. When I say no budget, I mean unlimited budget. But, you know, coming from like independent filmmaking and stuff, I'm like, well, no budget to me means you have, there's no budget.
Your unlimited dad's holding the lights. Well, not your dad.
Not our dead dads. Our dead dads are not holding the lights. They're not helpful at all. Thank you for their deaths. I don't know what's happening. But no, I was like, unlimited budget is baller, different than, she's like, oh, I've never thought about no budget. I'm like, yep, it's a thing. Welcome. So that was my tangent on her. What are you looking forward to next? Or what is something you've been struggling with lately that you would like to air out?
I'm realizing that I don't like to talk about the details of the stuff in my work. And I only want to stay like Mr. Vision Land. And I get cranky when I have to talk about details and I don't like it. It's really bothering me right now. So like we had a retreat today and we were talking about like, well, let's figure this out. And then I was like, I know. How about you figure it out and I will stay over here. Like I realize like, oh, I'm like, I think it's a good thing. Like it sounds a little diva-like right now, but what I think is actually happening is me moving into a leadership role where like, I don't need to be in the like, tell me how the sausage is made. I need to be thinking about like, where else can we sell the sausage and where else can we share the sausage and where are other places where people want sausage right now? Instead of like being in the like butcher shop, like let's pick out what kind of meat we want. And like, it just really makes me crazy.
Can you assign more tasks to a specific person to like figure that stuff out?
Oh yeah, that's all happening. Okay. But what the problem is that like the problem, the part that I don't like in myself is that I will get like impatient, like don't care, can't talk about this anymore. Let's move on. Like I like have to learn some tolerance around like, well, there needs to be space for people to talk about it so that they can figure it out. Right. And I need to, and keep your mouth shut, Brian, if you don't want to be part of it. Like, shut up and let them figure it out because they're going to use their own strengths to figure it out if you're not going to tell them how to do it. So that's just kind of a weird thing.
I think it's because you have a vision and you like to be in control, and it's bizarre when you have to relinquish that control and yet you still are able to weigh in. It's kind of weird. It's like, okay, you guys go for it. But at the end of the day, it's your business and you can still make the final call. So it's like, do you weigh in or not? You know,
today I had to do that. I'd be like, okay, I appreciate you guys talking about it. I already have a decision. So this, we're done. Let me tell you what's happening. And so like, I had to like interrupt and do that, but it's exciting because people are excited about working on stuff you're doing. I mean, like, how could you not be excited about people in your team, like caring about the stuff you care about and like super excited. And what I'm looking forward to is that I know that my partner is making halibut tonight and we have the best recipe in the world. And I just can't wait to have it.
Oh my gosh. What are you guys making? Tell me the deets.
It's a nice time. It's a lemon garlic.
Yes.
Caper.
Yes.
Something else.
Yes.
Marinade with olive oil and stick it in a bag. And then you fries it up in a pan and it tastes like I went to a restaurant.
Love that.
Literally, like I have a chef, but it's my boyfriend for a second.
I mean, that's the key. Like, there you go. You know what I mean? Win-win. That sounds so good. What side dishes are you guys going to have with it?
I mean, this is really getting deep here. We're really getting personal now. I mean,
why not?
I think we might have a nice green bean. I'm usually in charge of the side dishes, so I have to decide.
Okay.
So it might be a green bean. I might do a green bean with a kind of a peanut type sauce.
Or like a fresh garlic even is easy.
Yeah, but that's, I like something to feel, I don't know. We like very Asian-y food. So like a little something Asian-y soy vinegar, not rice vinegar moment, something like that.
That'd be really, really good. That sounds amazing. I just made This past week, I made vegan potato salad. Are you into potato salad?
Yeah, but what's not is that means no mayonnaise or something?
Right, which is usually like the whole thing is mayonnaise. I don't know. It just was
so hot. Did you use vegan mayonnaise? Is that what you did?
No, I made like a whole like sauce. It was like a whole recipe. Half Baked Harvest on Instagram. She's my fave. She just has the best recipes. She's like, you know, award-winning fancy chef person. But no, it was just like so hot and summery. I don't even know. I'm not like obsessed with potato salad, but it just, I wanted like something cold. And this recipe looked so good. So it was like mustard and Worcester sauce and tons of fresh garlic, fresh dill, fresh basil, fresh chives, a tiny bit of tahini, and then some avocado tahini. Vegan mayo.
Weird.
Yeah, to thicken it. And it was like the best. I mean, it was like unbelievable. And
do you cook the potatoes when you make potato salad?
You do. And then you boil them for 10 minutes. Yeah, it's super easy though. You can put the sauce on when it's warm. So you don't have to like wait or do anything.
Oh my God, I want to know about this recipe. I think you have to put it in the show notes for us.
Okay, sure. And it's like a really good thing. I feel like it'd be impressive to bring somewhere it's simple. It looks so good with all the green stuff. And the fact that it's vegan is like a surprise, but like good. You cannot even taste the difference. Ugh, so good. Love it. I also made these like cookie dough frozen flax balls. Do you ever make stuff like that?
You're obsessed with making cookie. You like any little thing you can make that's a small thing that is frozen. Anything tiny that can be frozen, Chelsea wants in her freezer. It's like, I got these amazing things at Costco and they're these frozen little things that like, you just love any tiny frozen thing.
I love frozen. Wait, well, what do you have when it's like hot? And like, I mean, you don't eat like ice cream. Like, I don't think. What do you have?
Well, I'm doing like Whole30 light right now. So not a lot of sugar, but like, oh my God, have you had cotton candy grapes yet?
Oh, those are freaking bomb. Yeah, tell us.
Can't do. If you guys have not had cotton candy grapes, run, do not walk. It is the most ridiculous thing you've ever tasted.
Why are they so good, though?
They're grapes. They're green grapes that taste like cotton candy. And they don't taste like sickly sweet. They still taste like grapes at the same time. They're like hybridized. They're not even genetically modified. They're just like a hybrid.
Of what?
Two different kinds of grapes.
Oh, my
God. Or like 15 kinds of grapes. I don't know how many grapes. I'm not a farmer.
There's also, I'll ask my South Dakota farmer friend. There's also the TikTok grapes, which is grapes that you freeze with lime juice and some sugar, and you can use monk fruit sugar.
Yeah, I saw some lady do it and she put something else on them and I was like, gross. What was the powder? Don't you put a powder on them?
I think you could do, it's
sugar. I saw a woman put Jello on the outside and I wanted to die. What? I was like, go away, you're grossing me out.
That's not the vibe. Okay, well, I'm gonna make some grapes now. This was really great getting to talk to you. I love how I booked you on my podcast and you thought it was going to be like a whole interview and I really just wanted to shoot the shit. So thank you and you're welcome for that moment. Where can people connect with you online, learn about your programs, hear your pod, all the things?
Let's talk about Halibut at Brian Says That on Instagram. It's Brian Says That. I'm always available in my DMs for parties, consultations, get-togethers, and chit-chats. That's the best place to go. If you're an actor and you need representation, run, do not walk to makeagentswantyou.com. It's a free training. I poured my heart and soul into it. I believe every word I said in it. And I think that it has helped. I know it has helped a lot of actors have representation.
You're so amazing. And your podcast is called Brian Breaks Character.
It's so new to me. I almost even talk about it. Isn't that weird? Because it's still new for me. Yeah. We are number 15 in performing arts in the United States today.
Yeah, you know, it already has like the bajillion review, like 300 reviews or something. It's really good. So obviously check that out. And thank you for coming. This was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
Yodo, you only die once.
Good morn, high noon, high tide to my bitches and ho bagels. Unexpected intro. Truly, but we are going with it. Much like a leaflet, much like a cosmopolitan glossy page leaflet that was once of the past, withering down a ravine and being swept up by the wind. It is a thing of the past. Wow, anyone knew? Welcome. This is weirder than usual. I mean, it's not entirely bizarre, but it is weirder than usual. Also, wasn't the intro 30-second clip at the beginning the weirdest thing you've ever heard in your life? If you skipped past Brian's 15 to 30-second clip, I forget how long it was,
it is so weird. And I was like, I'm going to go with it and just see what happens. Today, we have a lighter episode. We are catching up with my best friend, life Today, we have a lighter episode. We are catching up with life and career coach Brian Pataka, who I am fortunate to call one of my best friends. You will be absolutely obsessed with him. I go to parties with him all the time, including last weekend, and everyone only wants to talk to him. So if you ever wanted to talk to me, just think about the older, wiser, gayer, more fabulous, and desired version of myself, and that is likely Brian Pataka. If you're new here, welcome. I'm Chelsea, the host of this pod, obvi.com. We typically discuss grief and interview wellness and entertainment experts and many comedians about the losses of their parents and siblings. If you're back, welcome back. Bless. Please hit me in the DMs if you would like to share your grief story. I've been chatting with a lot of people this past couple weeks. I just kind of went in there and was like, let's chatty McChat, which is always bringing me which brings me so much joy as well as pain to know that there are a lot of people grieving right now. On that note, this week is a lighter episode in honor. This past Sunday was World Lung Cancer Day, and Brian's father died of lung cancer when Brian was 28. We have the full interview, which was one of my first episodes. If you Google Brian Pataka lung cancer dying of laughter, it will come up. It's a very heartfelt, poignant reflection on what it was like to lose his dad. It's really good. It's one of the most downloaded episodes, and it's really deep. Today, we will not be doing that literally at all. We're totally just catching up. I wanted to have a conversation that was light and fun. I feel like this podcast can get really heavy, and I was like, Brian, please come on, and let's just shoot the shit and catch up. So we're talking about our random adventures on yachts, how we both have somehow hand-modeled making vegan potato salad better than expected, and just the trials and tribulations of his own work as a life and career coach, helping artists, becoming a reverend, launching his own podcast, all of these good things. And if you're like on a walk or having a glass of wine and just feel like hanging out with two friends, that is what this one is. We'll be back to our regular grief programming. That sounds way more formal than it truly is next week. Last but not least, sharing that I'm going to grief camp this weekend. This Saturday through next Saturday, I will be at grief camp at Experience Camps, which is an incredible program for grieving kids around the country and beyond. And we will be having the CEO, Sarah Darren, on to hear more about that in just a couple of weeks. So when you're listening, I'm probably there. Think of me. Wish me luck hanging out with grieving kids. I know it will be extremely rewarding, challenging, beautiful, all of the things. I have done grief camp, but never for a full week and not in a couple of years with COVID. So I'm really, really excited. Thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you enjoy this one, this like lighter, funnier, fluffy time. And Brian's super funny. I should have led with that. This is just like a funny, awkward, real chat with two friends. I feel like when you host a podcast by yourself, sometimes you can crave that chemistry. Just speaking for myself, no, I love doing this pod alone, but if I were to have done a podcast with someone in another life, it definitely would have been Brian. And stay tuned, it's not fully off the table for a rainy day. And so that's the kind of chemistry that I have with this guy. He rocks, and I hope you enjoy him as well. Have a great week, and Yodo, you only die once.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.